Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you.
Police said Trevin Hill approached the victim in the 18th floor stairwell at the Marriott with a toilet plunger.
Oh.
This is according to court documents. He yelled, quote, "I'm going to effing get you."
Oh, wow. With a plunger.
With a plunger, oh, yeah.
As he continued to chase the victim with the toilet plunger in his hands.
I shall plunge into your chest.
Nope.
Can you imagine being smacked in the face with a plunger?
No. Yeah. No.
You hope it's a new one.
Yeah, it's not.
Like it's never.
It's not. Yeah.
At a motel or hotel or wherever it was.
Exactly right.
I'd rather you come at me with a knife.
if they put lipstick at the end of it, don't give me a kiss. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll do more physical damage, but the emotional recovery will be far quicker.
There was just not enough showers.
Hill also ran around naked on the 22nd floor of the Marriott.
Naked man with a plunger.
And destroyed a sprinkler system.
Well, and lives. Many
he was
lives.
Seen by multiple people pulling fire alarms around the hotel.
Wow. That guy's a good time.
Remember another...
Where was he on that Monday night? We don't know.
Sea shanty. Hmm.
All right, next headline. Burglary suspect tried to hide from police by pretending to be a solar panel.
What's step one there?
The picture of that is hilarious. The guy's just laying on the roof.
Next to the solar panel.
You know I can see you, right?
Is he in gray, I hope?
He's in black, and like it's a solar panel, but you can tell the solar panel is long and rectangular, and he's body-shaped. I'm like, you can't be that stupid.
Apparently he is.
He laid right down next to a series of panels on the roof in London last week, but crews aboard a National Police Air Service helicopter spotted him and informed officers on the ground who detained him soon afterwards.
I mean, can't you get underneath it?
Right.
They usually tilt them.
That might have been a better idea. Not just lay flat on the roof. It's hilarious. The picture's hilarious. It's just him laying there looking moron.
Like a solar panel.
Exactly right. You can't see me with a solar panel.
Is he wearing like red or something? Like...
No, he's wearing black.
Okay, all right, so it's at least the right color.
He looks like a dead seal.
Jeez.
A dead seal?
Yeah.
Not an alive one.
He's got that shape. Too funny.
All right, well, they found him.
They did.
You thought you've seen stupid?
Yes.
You ain't seen stupid.
That was
until
the appetizer.
AJ does stupid.
Stunt or stupid?
All right, what are you doing today?
Today is electric shock nursery rhymes. So you remember that that thing I put on my stomach a couple weeks ago?
The cramper thingy?
Yes, apparently you can put it on your neck.
Well, you can put it anywhere.
Anywhere, really, anywhere.
Ruth is shaking her head no.
I don't like that idea.
Put it on your neck.
Put it on your neck.
Okay.
We stopped you from putting it on your chest last time.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to thank Mike for sending a video of this being done as a game.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Yes.
And here we go.
Shout out.
Shout out to Mike. So
Tribe member Mike.
So you put these electric pads on your neck, and I'm going to read nursery rhymes as
we heard that already.
As the pulse goes on.
Yeah.
It's the sticky pad on your neck?
Yeah.
No.
I don't like it. What number are we setting it to?
AJ, you're doing this on your own free will here?
No.
All right, then we're not doing this
bit. I'm kidding. Yes, I'm doing my own free will.
Okay.
Right. So if it starts to, I will let you know. If I go, hey, that means stop it.
It'll be too late.
That means to be stop it.
All right. Let's just enjoy the moment.
Yes.
Can we please?
Enjoy the moment. Yes.
Oh, it's going to be fun. We're kidding. We're just trying to build.
Yes, right. Yeah.
What number do we have this set to?
Theater of the Mind? Is that
what's that?
What number is it on?
Well, I guess one, right?
Well, put it on.
Yeah, you probably start on one.
Let's, just hit this?
Right. Put it on one.
He's got to read first, all right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll be reading Goosey Goosey Gander. It's a children's favorite.
All right, here we go.
Goosey Goosey Gander, whither shall I wander? Upstairs and downstairs, and in my lady's chamber. There I met an old man who would not say his prayers. I took him by left leg and threw him down the stairs. Okay. Next comes the hobby horse. supposed to go up one notch. I had a little hobby horse, and it was Dapple Gray.
Dapple? Dapple.
And its head was made of pea straw. Its tail was made of hay. I sold it to an old man for Capricorn.
Who's that?
For Capricorn.
Capricola?
Capricorn.
Capricorn. And I'll not sing my song again without another coat. Hey.
Jesus.
Oh, Jack and Jill. This should be fun.
Okay.
Jack and Jill. We go up a notch. Jack and Jill. Here we go. Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill.
What number are we on now?
What number are we on?
Should be three,
I don't
right?
know what I'm staring at.
We're doing electric.
You're on number
shock.
Two.
I'm on two. So go up with another one. There you go.
Nursery okay. rhymes.
I've never shocked the guy.
Right. Okay.
Keep it's not my, going up.
Keep in head. My head may pop
you
like corn.
Ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, have her work and you do that. Okay. Are we ready?
All right.
Okay. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water.
Well, your electrodes came off. Put it back on.
Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Up Jack got, and home did John. As fast as he could caper, he went to bed, to mend his head, and figured brown paper. Now comes Jack B. Dimple.
Jack B.
Jack B.
Jack B. Dimple.
Jack
Dimple. Jack B. Nimble. Okay, here we go. Right. Jack B. Nimble. Jack B. Quack. Jack jump over the candlestick. Jack die. Jack jump high. Jack jump low. Jack jumped over and burned his toe.
He burnt his toe.
Burned his toe.
All right, hold on. Hold on one second. What number are we on now? We're on five.
Five makes him Christopher Walken. Did you notice that? He's like, ah.
Hang on. My electrodes are popping.
This watch. Off. This is your daddy's watch.
We should.
Five. Yeah, that's why it keeps going down. I think
we need new strippers here. Okay, ready?
Yeah, we do.
What are we? What?
New,
what segment is
the
this?
Strips. I'm going to attach these
Phil.
To your face in a second. Shut up.
You're going to put strippers on my face?
The yes. sticky
yeah,
pads
we are, Phil.
Aren't as sticky.
Okay, yes. Okay.
So the electrodes are falling off of his neck.
I'm going to have to
you're listening
hold on to
electroshock nursery rhymes.
Right, okay. Are we all set?
Yes.
Is okay. You're sweating?
No, I'm going to sweat. Little boy blue. We're going to have little boy blue on this one.
So is this six now we're at?
What number are we at?
Are we supposed to put
hey,
it on
okay. okay.
Oh. What's happening? What's happening?
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Right, that's right on your...
Whoa.
That vein.
Whoa.
Oh, he doesn't have that vein anymore.
Yeah, that's a major
anymore.
Artery.
My shoulder is starting to twitch by itself. I was like doing a con on
him. No. That's too much.
All right.
That's too much.
Okay. Do it again.
What number was that?
What number was that?
That was six.
I think that's too high then.
There's a big jump from five to six.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Go the other side. You don't have that vein on the other side of a doctor.
Put one on the top of your tongue, one on the bottom of your
tongue.
That would
kind of rock my world a little bit.
I'm going to put these pads on my neck. We got new sticky stuff on them now.
Yep. Not the same sticky stuff I had.
It's not the same sticky stuff.
Right. So you're going to place those pads on your neck.
The pads go on. It kind of looks like, you know, what they hook you up to for a heart machine.
Yeah,
oh, these
EKGs.
Are very, very sticky.
Yes, they all really got the good ones.
Okay. Oh, boy.
It is the things they use for EKGs.
This is really, this was the missing element.
Yeah.
Ah, stupid me. I should have just said, give AJ new pads. Okay.
All right.
Let's start at four.
Four. Okay. Wow. Brazen.
Where did you go? You got the six?
I got the six.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was
like,
first...
okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
What's that like?
Not good. Not good. Not good. Yeah. Taking off.
Oh, really? Just like that? Go
taking
on.
Off?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Well, you saw my shoulder went up all by itself. Like, what the hell is going
boy.
On?
What do you mean not good?
Like, not good.
What are you
not
feeling?
Good.
Oh, no. I'm feeling electricity going through my body.
Did you feel it in your head?
No, my neck and down to my heart. I'm like, yeah, no, I need those things.
Yeah, I felt it in my head and my neck felt like someone squeezed it and my shoulder went up by itself.
Nope, don't like that.
Yeah, no, the video was hysterical, though.
Yeah.
The one that he sent to me. Let's try two.
Is that guy still alive that did the video?
Yeah, we never asked, really.
Mm.
Okay.
Right, we should do more follow up.
Right. Oh, that was funny.
Oh, that's funny.
Look, he put a cannonball in his face.
It was like multiple headlines.
Right. Now I'm going to put a cannonball in my head.
Okay.
Where are we?
One. Oh, yeah. All right. One is good.
Right.
All right.
Read.
One I could read. Okay. I could read. This is easy.
Right.
Little Bo Peep. Little Bo Peep lost her sheep. It doesn't know where to find the am.
What was that?
My damn.
Leave them alone and they'll come home wagging their tails behind them. Little Bo Peep fell fast asleep. Ah, this is really something. It's almost like being strangled by
like tiny
electricity.
Right.
I feel just pulsing everywhere on the neck.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Yeah.
Your body's tense. Yeah. I can see it.
I'm gonna borrow that for later.
I'm good.
You've done it too?
Yeah.
I'm gonna borrow that for later.
Where did we get to that time around?
Two.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And what AJ got to six.
I got to six.
Jeez.
Yeah, but that's when all
without the extra sticky stuff.
That's when all of a sudden.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, I think that there's something to that.
Like a full connection?
I had a full connection.
Yeah.
And AJ has like inside calluses now from all the stuff he's done to himself. So he gets extra pain.
I'm pretty
you're not used to
inside.
That.
Put him on your arms and see if you can pick stuff up.
Okay.
All right.
Why not? Why not?
You know where to put it next. We're gonna go there.
I was gonna. Pour
he was once gonna put his wiener in a rat trap.
Yep. AJ,
yes, I was. Yeah.
That would have.
I didn't do it.
Let's put a tick.
Yeah, because I stopped you.
I know.
Yeah, put ticks on him.
You'd have no wiener right now. You know that. We'd also have no career.
Yeah, it gets a lot of use too. okay, so
thanks.
Where am I on?
Don't need to know. Put them on the back. Put them on your tries.
I'm going to try something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can flex.
Good. All right.
Kind of
I think we're
going
to have to like go. All right. So we'll go up gradually here.
Kind of restrict my movement.
Where are you putting them on? Your biceps?
No, on the back.
On the
triceps.
Back?
Triceps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
All right, now what am I doing?
All right, start turning it up.
Okay, start turning it up.
One, two.
One.
Three.
All right, you feel anything?
It feels like someone's like tapping on me, like tapping on me. Right now.
Go to like four or five.
Yeah,
and take a sip of coffee.
Five.
See if you can get the cup up to your lip. Yeah, no problem.
Six.
No problem.
Ow!
Six is the number where AJ.
Oh
starts
my
to
God!
Really...
His arms, fluttering. He's like a fish just came out of the water.
Seven. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. yeah. Now he's doing Muhammad Ali at the Olympics.
Oh, no.
Light like the whole town on fire.
Look, like I'm dancing. Keep it high.
Whoa. Was that eight?
We're still at seven.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get the coffee mug to my face.
We can do ten.
In my face. In my face.
We're at eight now.
Oh. We're shocking him to death.
Put the coffee down. Whoa. You are Richter scale. Look at you. Look at you shaking.
Can you try to write your name right now with a pen?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Good idea. Yeah.
write your name.
It's two letters. He can't even keep the pen on the paper.
To be fair, he doesn't know how to spell it.
Okay.
Was that nine?
You
that
good?
Was still eight.
Okay, eight.
Eight.
You can make it. You can do ten.
Okay, here we go. I'm trying to get the coffee mug. Ow.
Can you really not grab the mug?
Yeah, he's got electrodes on his arms. His hands are shaking like this.
You really can't?
Okay. All right.
We're good?
Okay.
We're good?
Okay.
What the heck?
Wow, you rode the wild lightning.
AJ. Wow.
You finally got some action, Jess.
I would say if this was a rodeo, you held on for 7.5 seconds.
Yeah.
You rode that bull.
Yeah, you're like Luke Perry in that movie. You did it.
Wow.
That was a roller coaster ride.
Yeah. That's some machine.
You're winded and you went nowhere. That's crazy.
He didn't even run around.
I'm trying to keep a coffee mug still on my face.
All he did was write his name. He's out of breath.
Oh, man.
Too funny.
That was stupid.
I don't know what we're going to do with that thing next time. Two Connecticut natives picked in the second round of the NFL draft. And nice. NFL agent Joe Linta's on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning, you.
So, very exciting.
A lot of fun. Yeah, a lot of fun the other night. We've got a cowboy for you, so free tickets for you for this year.
Thank you. I hope they go to the Super Bowl.
Well, we can arrange that for a small service charge. But no, it was a great night for Luke. It was the first kid ever from Hamden Hall draft that we were sitting there. It was unbelievable. We were watching the second round, and we knew he was going to get picked at some point. It may not have been Friday night, but as the picks were coming along, he was sitting there. We were at this old Saybrook Point, and he was sitting there with my son. He's like, how does this actually work? Does somebody call, blah, blah, blah? So my son looks at him and says, well, it's usually the coach or whatever, but like if it was the Cowboys, Jerry Jones would call. And literally, I kid you not, 30 seconds later, there's a Dallas, Texas phone number pops up on his phone. And they look at each other, and he picks the phone up and goes, and all you could hear was, oh, hi, Mr. Jones.
Wow. Wow.
And it was so surreal that they had just talked about this like 30 seconds before. And they came up, and just a great moment, really, for him to be from around here and whatnot. And his dad's a superintendent of North Brantford Schools. And just, as I said, a wonderful family. It's been so much a joy to deal with them over the years.
Jerry Jones actually calls every single person
on the payroll.
Yeah, he calls all the draft picks, and then they got Mike McCartney was on the phone with them. And I think the position coach probably at the same time. He talks to 3-4 people, and that's it. Then you just start celebrating.
Nice.
How soon after the phone call does the rest of the world know?
It's about 2 minutes beforehand. We kind of knew. I got a text from somebody down there. Hey, I'm picking your guy here, and simultaneously they're on the phone, and it's about 2 minute lag time. So we actually had enough time. There were some TV stations there. Eric Dobratz from Channel 8 was there, and perfect timing that he was able to go walk up in front of the screen as they were being picked, and they got it on television.
Oh,
so
wow. Cool.
Just enough time to kind of arrange those things.
When somebody texts you and says, "Hey, I'm going to pick your guy," it's still possible someone else might pick your guy beforehand.
No, because, like I said, because of the lag time, they're on the clock. It's like literally, I forget who was before them. I think it was the Giants, but Giants had picked, and then there's that five-minute lag time. So they're like, it's almost like they're one pick ahead, in real time as what you see on television.
Okay.
But it was an unbelievable moment. I mean, I got to say, in my career, my 30 years, other than my own son signing with the Chiefs a couple of years ago, it was probably my proudest moment, to shepherd this kid through his high school career, coach him, and then now, work with him to get drafted this high. It was just an unbelievable moment.
And what position is he going to play for the Cowboys?
He's going to be probably their starting tight end going in. When you pick a guy that high, I mean, you're not expecting him to sit on the bench.
Right. Wow.
But he's a big kid. He's 6'6", 255. He runs about 4'6", and a 40. And
damn.
He's a freaky athlete. He broad jumps 10'7". You can picture that. And vertical jumps like 36 inches. And we knew this years ago when he was playing for me at Hamden Hall. I mean, I knew he was a great athlete. And I actually projected this on television 5 years ago. I said, this is a kid that has the ability to make it to the NFL. And, I didn't know it was going to, come like this. But
second round. Wow.
Yeah, second round. You think, okay, he has the ability. But that's a big statement in high school to project the NFL.
And you're known for making these big statements.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of see this isn't the first time I've done this. So you look at a kid.
Like first rodeo.
Right.
Yeah, you could see the ability and you could see, and you knew the character off the field. This kid is, I mean, my God, this is the kid you want to marry your daughter. He's a great, great kid.
How much money does he get for being in the second round, and what would have been if he was in the third round? How much pay, how much does your...
From where he got picked to where we kind of thought he was going to pick, actually, I'm probably the only agent that thinks my guys are going to get picked lower than they do, but it's probably, I would say, $700,000-$800,000 difference.
Difference.
Wow.
Per year?
Yeah. Wow.
Or total contract?
No, just in the signing bonus.
Oh, okay.
The way the contracts work generally from, the second round on are, it's a pretty big signing bonus, and then you're playing for, you know, close to the minimum. And then the NFL has it set up where the rounds 2 to 7, you get a 4-year contract. The reason the first round is attractive, especially for the quarterbacks, is that you get the 50. There's a 50-year option for the team that you don't have. Like Jalen Hurts was a 4-year player, second-round pick, so they had to do his deal right now. Had he been a first-round first-round pick, they would have had a 50-year option and may have been able to hold him another year.
Right, so if you have a guy that you think has the talent but maybe won't peak on the field for 3-4 years, you can take him a little higher maybe than you otherwise would.
Yeah, sometimes teams will trade back into the first round for that reason. But and then if you're undrafted, you get a 3-year contract. So if you're a late-round pick and
someone
you're really good,
going into the bathroom now?
There's a coffin.
I heard a squeaky door.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I think that was my door, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, no.
There's someone behind you, Joe. You've got to run. You've got to do something.
It's NFL Jerry agent. Jones. Run.
He's giving secrets out on the air. Stop him.
I feel a draft.
NFL agent Joe Lintel on the phone. Any other Connecticut resident picked in the second round was that Levis kid.
Yeah, that was good. I knew that he wasn't going to have to wait long in the second round. I was just unfortunate because definitely has first round talent. Another great kid like Luke is, and you know, I didn't think he was going to have to wait long. It's a good situation for him in Tennessee. They have a aging quarterback, and you know, he'll have a chance to play if he gets down there and does his thing sooner than later.
What's the difference in money if he went first round as compared to second round?
Oh man. Probably $10 million. I mean, it's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. Yes, wow. It is.
First round is, we had a kid a couple of years ago was picked 21 and got like $12 million up front. So,
wow,
it's a lot of difference. Wow, a lot of difference. That's the biggest thing. It's not in terms of the career and the playing time. It's not a big deal, but money up front, the tax problems aren't nearly as bad in the second round as they are in the first round.
The fact that he said, yeah, I don't want to be part of this if I'm not completely sure I'm going in the first round, I don't want to be part of it because I don't want that long night with the camera in my face. Like he knew going in. Do you think someone told him, oh, no, you're going in the first round? So he believed he was going in the first round.
Well, I thought he was, too. I mean, we're not clairvoyant. No agent is. But, if it were me, what I would have said to him is, look, we think you're going to go, but, sometimes stuff happens, and you got to prepare for the worst, hope for the best. That's why we all have life insurance. I mean, if you don't die at the end of the year, you just wasted your money.
Wow.
On life insurance.
That's a good way to look at it.
So you have to be prepared. So you say, look, here's the worst. I always talk about the worst case with these kids. I mean, if they get, drafted high, we're all going to go out and get drunk and have a good time. But if they don't get happen what you want to have happen, you have to be prepared for that and understand that going into it. So you just say, look, here's what could happen. Are you prepared to deal with that? That's all. And then if he says yes, then, hey, let's, comb our hair, brush our teeth, and get to Kansas City. And if not, let's stay here and have pizza.
Interesting. I just felt like he was set up. Like they needed drama for the television aspect of it. So they convince him he's going to go in the first round and
play that music.
No,
him.
I don't think so.
No,
this is an extremely intelligent kid. He can make decisions for himself, and he's aware. I mean, you can think I'm going to be this, be that, but we're all these are smart kids. I mean, he's recruited by Yale and Harvard, an exemplary kid, and I'm sure people made him aware of that, and he chose to do what he did.
And then he sat out the second round. Is that something you would have encouraged him to do as well?
I would have just – no, there's no right or wrong answer for that. I would have just said, look, here's the best case, here's the worst case. And you have to be able to live with the worst case, and if you can, then go do it. It wasn't like he was putting his family at risk by going. I mean, that's the life in the spotlight. Look, he's going to be in a lot more spotlight playing in front of 70,000 people
right.
as a quarterback than, one night of a little bit of frustration. I mean, believe me, there's 500 players that would have traded places with him in a moment.
Yeah, to go where he went in the draft for sure.
When did they pick the water boy? They get called also grass crew.
That's the eighth round.
Okay, cool.
Although the XFL had a game yesterday, it was interesting. And during the game, you know, they're doing all this crazy stuff. They have the beer snake in D.C., but they interviewed the equipment manager, and it was like a 5-minute interview. And we were looking at each other like, it's great these guys get some notoriety for a change.
Those are the best people. I spoke to one who I think he may still be there for the Jets, and he was there when Joe Namath was playing.
Wow.
And those are the people who stay forever. Yeah. Coaches, managers, they go. Players come and go.
Yep.
Those people, they're there forever, and they have all the stories.
Oh, they're in the room. They have to be in the room.
The roller grill hot dog guy, he's always there.
You're exactly right, and they know where all the bodies are buried. It's funny, none of them have ever written a book, because they probably could write the best book.
I wonder, why do you think that is? Do you think they have to sign something?
Yeah, they're definitely signing.
I think literary agents do not flock to NFL equipment rooms, probably.
Yeah, interesting. Seems like there would be a lot of money there.
Yeah,
but they saw everybody's junk, so you can't. They have to sign papers. You're seeing everybody naked.
Right, you have to sign something. Well, you can't be in there with a cell phone taking pictures.
No,
right.
No, but you can talk.
Right,
you could tell. Yeah. You could tell a good story.
Right,
yeah. When I felt the breeze,
something is.
When I felt the breeze coming,
there must be non-disclosure agreements.
Right, this one guy kept knocking coffee cups off.
Yeah. Well, Joe, congratulations, man. Joe, act like you're not listening to AJ. Well, congratulations on your guy. That's very exciting, Dallas Cowboys.
Very exciting, Hamden Hall's first guy ever, and it was just—it's great for school, great for him, great for me. I mean, it was a great night. It really was.
How do you follow up now? You send Jerry Jones a box of chocolates or some candy? Like, what do you do now? What do you do today?
What do you get him?
No, he should send me a box of chocolates.
I love that.
I'm the one who yelled at him for a couple of years. You know. No, it'll just call next week and start negotiating a contract. Sometimes takes a week or two. They do it at their own whim and pleasure whenever they want to do it. And he'll leave next week to go down there for mini camp, and then probably stay. They have a summer school for rookies where they do lifting, running off some of these what they call OTAs. And he'll be down there for 6 or 7 weeks, and then he'll come back for maybe a month, and then they go to camp, and there you are.
What is there left to negotiate?
In the second round, it's a little bit of like the guarantees, you know, because the contracts in the first round are almost all guaranteed. And in the third round, there's no guarantees beyond the signing bonus and some of the base salary. You know, you just have to fight with them a little bit. It's not a big deal, really. It's not like doing a veterans contract. You know,
does it ever fall apart at this stage?
No.
Really. This is just dotting I's, crossing T's.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, here's the typical conversation. Come on, bro. You can't guarantee the second year salary. All right, well, I can go this. All right, I'll live with that. And it's literally, connect the dots kind of thing.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Like we were there.
Draft picks are all, and after that, the draft picks are all slotted. I mean, I could show you guys how to do it in like 8 minutes.
Cool.
It would be a lot easier to teach you guys to negotiate contracts than for you to teach me how to run your board,
I will take that challenge.
Joe, very surprised. Like, wow.
Here he is. Called by my assistant, AJ, to do this contract.
You listen to Joe in the morning.
We had a guaranteed 10-year deal. Well, how did AJ screw that one up? How's the guy unemployed right now?
To call Luke up and tell him, hey, great news, you got picked by the Cowboys. Bad news, AJ's doing your contract.
No!
All right, Joe, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Congratulations.
All right, guys.
Nice job.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right,
bye.
Joe Linton, NFL agent. Joe Exotic is on the phone right now from prison. Good morning.
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 All right, thanks for checking in.
How are y'all doing?
Good. How's the run for president going?
You know, it's pretty amazing how serious everybody's taken me, because I've done interviews, God, probably 5 or 6 with Fox, Newsmax, Blaze TV, MSN, everybody except CNN for some reason.
Yeah. I wouldn't expect a phone call.
You're probably more accessible than Joe Biden at this point.
Right.
Well, know, they say that he's stuck in the basement somewhere, so who knows? But no, I've been doing 1 to 2 interviews a day.
You're running as a Democrat?
I changed to Democrat, yes, sir.
Why is that?
Well, two reasons. One is the Libertarians can't seem to do anything but fight and argue, and they think that everybody should be able to own a hand grenade and a rocket launcher. And, you know, no one party is gonna be good because, you know, the Republicans got their issues, the Democrats got their issues, the Libertarians got their issues, and an independent can't get on a ballot. They make it impossible for that. So I figured the best way to do this, to confront President Biden and the problems that are at hand right now, is to jump in his teapot and confront him head on. And, you know, I've got the views that I'm pro-choice and I'm pro-Second Amendment, so maybe we can at least change a few things. I heard an interview that Robert Kennedy done this morning, you know, and he's on board with my views on this transgender thing, you know, so maybe there is hope.
What's your view on that?
I just believe that it should be illegal to do anything before you're 18 years old, period. Because most people don't even know that they're gay or got problems until they're in their mid-20s. And I, as a business owner, I believe if you're born with a penis, you're peeing in the boys' room.
Are you still a business owner?
You know, I had 3 businesses until I got arrested, but yeah, they kind of all closed up since then. But
right.
When so I make it out of here, I'll be a business owner again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think you'll get back into, you know, exotic animals?
You know, I've been offered by Andrew and Tristan Tate to do a private zoo over in Dubai, and you know, I don't want to be a part owner or anything, but I'm going to go over there and help them build it and give them my expertise and my know-how. But as far as me being completely in the animal world, I'm pretty much out. I'm gonna go with my tour and concert that I've been offered.
Nice. Oh, what is this?
You know, I've been offered through one of the biggest music producing companies in America to do a world tour, and I'm gonna take that up, and I'm gonna take and hopefully get married and take the new husband and the stepson and go enjoy life for a change.
Nice. Oh wow, we have 2 tours being announced right now: Aerosmith's final tour and Joe Exotic's tour.
Right, the Exotic tour.
All announced in the same break
right.
here.
Right.
Yeah, so that's going to be my new direction, but I got to get through this first, you know.
Yeah, it's that whole pesky not being able to go anywhere thing. It's
seriously.
Really drag on a tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, this month will actually be a year now that I've been waiting for the judge to rule on my motion for new trial. And that's one thing that's about this federal system that has to be changed, you know, and all we've heard is promises from every president we're going to reform justice in prison, you know. A federal judge has no rules. They do not have a time limit that they've got to answer on a motion. So he's going to end up making me do half of this time before he admits that I shouldn't even be in here.
Wow.
Is that what – how long – what are you – you were sentenced to 21 years?
I was sentenced to 21 years, yes, sir.
Joe Exotic's on. And what did they say, that you wanted to kill Carol Baskin?
They claim, you know, at the beginning they claimed that I hired Alan Glover for $3,000 to go to Florida and kill her and come back to Oklahoma. You can't even go on a vacation for $3,000. But since then, you know, Alan Glover has manned up. He's come forward. He's done depositions under oath, on camera, and on Netflix, on the second series of Netflix. He admitted that it was all made up and he lied. And then he took the film people and my attorneys to the zoo and showed them where he hid the piano wire that they were actually going to string across the road and try and cut my head off on a four-wheeler one day. So the question is, why in the hell am I even in here, you know?
Right.
That is wild. Yeah, don't you have an attorney? Do you have an attorney?
This call is from a federal prison.
I've got an awesome attorney, John Phillips in Jacksonville, Florida, and Molly Palmer, you know, with the Innocent Project out of Atlanta, Georgia. And then Blake out of Oklahoma City, and they're all teamed up, and they've dug in the trenches, and they've gotten the evidence. You know, if anybody's interested, you get on YouTube, John Phillips Esquire, and look at all the videotapes. because, you know, all of the government witnesses, because they didn't get famous enough from Netflix after Netflix petered out, that they turned all of their cell phones and computers over to my attorneys turning on the feds, you know, of all of the stuff that the feds told them how to lie and all that stuff. And it's all on recording, and it's all been put on YouTube. It's all been filed with the attorney general. It's been filed with the U.S. attorney. We can't get nowhere because the government doesn't want to admit that they screwed up.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It is crazy. It is crazy.
Very crazy.
But you know what we're thinking is, you know, they made a deal with a couple of the informants, their so-called informants, and James Garrison and Jeff Lowe got off scot-free on all the crimes that they were committing. So what we're thinking is September will be 5 years that I've been incarcerated already.
Has it been that long?
It has, and 5 years is the statute of limitations on perjury. So we're thinking that maybe the court and the feds are waiting for this five-year statute of limitations so they don't have to prosecute their witnesses.
Oh,
okay.
What is the worst, most damning piece of evidence against you? Is it that these witnesses?
You know, that's what they convicted me on was hearsay. They had no evidence.
They had no, like, cell phone records. There's no checks or
no
money
wires.
Exchanged. None of that.
Not at all. None at all. And that's the problem with the federal system is in a state court, you have to have evidence. And if in a federal court, they convict you on hearsay. And that's the problem with probably 30,000 people in the federal prison system is they're here on ghost dope, which is they weren't busted with drugs. They were busted on somebody saying they had drugs.
Tiger King, Joe Exotic's on the phone right now, running for president, but also from prison.
Yeah.
What would the federal government, why would they care to put you away?
I'm a political prisoner in America, okay, to pass the Big Cat Safety Act. Because PETA makes donations to the campaigns. Carol Baskin owns more politicians than you and I could ever fathom.
How's that possible? She's not making that much money, is she?
That woman makes millions a year off
really?
Of running the nonprofit scam on rescuing tigers.
Wow.
I mean, pull up her taxes online. You can. And she got $14 million worth of just assets alone.
Oh.
Oh.
I just get the creeps every time I see her on television. Like
yeah.
when I watch Tiger King, it's
yeah.
just very creepy.
Yeah, there's something
about her. If you can't see in her eyes that she killed her husband, something's wrong. But the whole reason I'm here is, you know, President Biden just a couple months ago signed the Big Cat Safety Act into law, which you know, just by coincidence.
That kind of came out of your show,
yeah.
right? That people watched your special. They're like, we need more laws on this thing.
Right.
They even nicknamed it the Tiger King Bill. Okay.
Nice.
But the only people that are exempt from that law is the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries, which is Carol.
Wow. Well, there's that.
Yep. That whole thing.
Wow. You sound pretty calm and not angry for someone who's, you know, if everything you say is true, you should be. No?
I was, you know, furious at first. Let me tell you, 2.5 years of solitary confinement, of being in a room by yourself, and, you know, I've been through the crap of being tied naked in chairs and put in a shower by the guards to the point that skin come off my arms. I had to put billboards up in Biden's hometown of the bloody pictures just to get an investigation open. You get over it at some.
This call is from a federal prison.
And I've seen so many people die in here that you find peace with God at some point, you know. Can I forgive everybody that has done this to me? Absolutely. Am I ever going to forget? Absolutely not.
Okay. What's your next step now? Do you think you'll get out?
You know, my lawyer says that he's hoping within the next year,
cool.
you know, because this judge at some point
the 5 year
has to rule.
Statute of limitations runs out. They just say, okay, nothing to see here.
Right.
They don't have to convict these people.
You know, he has to either grant me a new trial or he has to deny it. And we have enough evidence that if he denies it, because we've already beat him once in an appeal court in Denver, Colorado. So if we have to take all this evidence to an appeal court, it'll take me 10 months at the most, and they're going to have to let me out. There's no other choice other than to let me out. But before they take me to a new trial and they look at all this new evidence at them in the public eye, they'll come to me with a deal and say, hey, just time served, go away, keep your mouth shut, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Will you take that deal or will you try to sue them?
I can, they're going to owe me some money for this because if my parents have died, you know, separately through all of this. We lost 55 years of hard work. I never had a speeding ticket in my life. I worked hard to be who I was. And they destroyed that and they took that all away.
So your husband took a couple million from you?
Yeah.
They're gonna owe me something, you know? Will I go away? Can I live being a felon? Yeah, I don't need to carry a gun. I don't do drugs, you know, and I don't drink. So being a felon ain't going to hurt me. But I want to go home.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Holy crap. Did you see that that prisoner who died in solitary confinement in Georgia?
I have not.
Oh, yeah. The bed bugs ate him.
Oh, God.
It was like such a horrible. The pictures of this are incredible.
Wow.
And it's like, that's an American prison?
Seriously, yeah. I think they're third world nation.
Let me tell you, you would never believe an American prison. You hear that, you know, Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner and all them are complaining about Russia. Let me tell you, the American prison system is the most corrupt organization you've ever seen in your life because no money is spent on upkeep. No money is spent on the food. No money is spent anywhere. And that's one thing that we need to find out where this money is all going because it's not going back into the system. The taxpayers are getting ripped off. And I've seen more young kids hang themselves that are here on marijuana charges, okay? And they hang themselves because of solitary confinement and the conditions that they're going through because, you know, at some of these places, they'd soon tase you than look at you.
Well, we got to let you go because your time limit is coming up. But we want to keep in touch with you and help you along the way. And when you do your tour, we hope that you stop by and do something here in Connecticut.
You'll be the first ones to hear from me. But I appreciate you giving me a platform and giving me a voice because I'm fighting for my life and I'm fighting for everybody else that's in here innocent.
I hear you.
Well, I'm just assuming that everything you're saying is true, so we're supporting you.
Yep.
So thank you.
Guys, have a good morning.
Thank you so much.
Joe Exotic, the Tiger King.
Yeah.
Live from federal prison.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.